Are you thinking about remodeling your home? How about building a small home? Or building a new deck on the back of your current house? Repairing or replacing your roof? Building a barn out back? Any general contracting needs, contact Matt Gent Construction in Fredonia, Kentucky. Matt's number is 270-704-1176. Call today for a free quote. Good Thursday morning. Apologize in advance for my gravelly voice. I guess it's allergy time in West Kentucky, and it always brings me down. But nonetheless, we will carry on. I've got some things to get to. An interesting program this morning. We're going to have a Crittenden Countyan on who is involved in the Artemis II project that launched and will actually return home tomorrow to Earth. And we will get to that in just a moment. But first, I want to bring you up to speed on some local news. On Saturday, a full line of events going on around town, including the Crittenden County Chamber of Commerce, will host its first ever home and garden show. That will be out at the former Armory, which is now the Crittenden County Recreation Center. And also, simultaneously, the FFA is having its annual vendor fair, and that will be out on the high school campus at Rocket Arena. So that vendor fair is 9 a.m. until 2 p.m., and then the Chamber's Home and Garden Show, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And this is something pretty cool. I think I've mentioned it before. I know we've had Rebecca Woodall on the program earlier in the week talking about this, but a pretty neat opportunity for people to get out and see the Marion Crittenden County Airport. If you've never been out there, it's an incredible facility, and the Chamber will be hosting its community networking event out there on Tuesday from 5:30 to 7 p.m. That's April 14th. And you can go out and tour the airport, see the big hangar, walk out onto the edge of the strip there. If you haven't been, go. And additionally, there will be an opportunity for Misty Tinsley Photography to provide you with a professional head and shoulder shot. And I know the tree giveaway in Marion is always a big deal at the Conservation District, but if you missed that one, which was a couple of weeks ago, now you can go down to Smithland on Tuesday, April 14th, for the giveaway of more trees, loblolly pines, dogwoods, oaks, pecans, white pine, just a variety of tree seedlings will be given away there. That will be at the FFA Greenhouse there in Smithland. And this is a project supported by the Conservation District and that FFA program. Well, the City of Marion made a couple of appointments recently to its Planning and Zoning Commission. New members on that will be Scott Tabor and Alec Pierce. They will be filling seats formerly held by Joe Hunt and Casey Winstead. And hey, did you know it's Goat Month? Yes, the Kentucky Department of Agriculture is celebrating Goat Month across the Commonwealth. And we have a post on our Facebook page. And if you are a goat farmer or you have a pet goat or know of someone that has a goat that's a friend of yours, get a picture. Get a picture of you and the goat if you want. And post it there in the comments on our Facebook page post about it being Goat Month. And we're going to take a short break and be right back in just a moment and visit with a 1993 Crittenden County High School graduate.
H&H Home and Hardware has two locations to serve you better. Its original location is on Sturgis Road in Marion, and its newer location in Sturgis. The name actually says it all. H&H Home and Hardware has everything you need, from plumbing and electrical supplies to lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, pool supplies, steel power equipment, and service, plus so much more for inside the home and out. H&H Home and Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Well, if you're not ready for filing your taxes, you can go by H&R Block in Marion and Golconda and see the fine folks there. Jennifer Reckinger, who lives over in Illinois, she has the franchise for H&R Block here in Marion as well as across the river in Golconda. And she has a fine staff in both locations and is willing and ready to help you get your taxes filed on time. Again, the clock is ticking. Final day to file your taxes, April 15th, which is this coming Wednesday. H&R Block in Marion on Main Street and in Golconda. Let me set the stage for you for our final segment here. Unless you've been living under a rock, you have certainly seen some news reports or read something online about the Artemis II mission to the moon. It's a passby of the moon. And a Crittenden County native, a 1993 graduate of CCHS, Christy Crowell Hines. Now, she's the daughter of the late Chuck Crowell and Bonita Crowell from here in Marion, Kentucky. And she graduated from Murray State with a an engineering degree. And she is a very smart individual, as you know. I think some folks on Facebook, I had posted something on Facebook about it, and they were talking about how smart she was and her family, you know, the Corleys and the Crowells. Very intelligent group of Crittenden County folks, and have all done well in life. And Christy is no exception. She lives around Huntsville now and has been down there for a long time. Had gone down there after she met her husband at Murray State. They got married and went to Huntsville to be engineers, working with a contractor that is closely related to these NASA missions. And we're going to hear from her. I had an opportunity to talk to her on the phone the other day. And we're just going to tune right in, and she's going to give you a full rundown of what it's like to be involved in a really a project of a lifetime, or of generations even, as we Earthlings make our latest trip to the moon a flyby. And that mission started April 1st. It will end tomorrow. So without any further ado, here is Christy Crowell Hines. So just kind of give me just a little background. So after you graduated in 93, then you went to college somewhere, I assume engineering school. Where was that?
Yeah, I went to Murray State University, and there I got an engineering physics degree, and that's where I met my husband, Patrick.
Where's he from?
He's originally from Frankfort, Kentucky.
Okay.
So Patrick and I met there. We ended up doing some internships in the Huntsville, Alabama area, mostly with defense-related contractors.
Yeah.
We did a lot of defense-related work for several years. And in 2004, I got a promotion. I had my first child, so I became a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. And so I quit my job, and I raised our kids. And after 15 years, I went back to work part-time, job sharing with a good friend of mine. So she and I would each work 20 hours out of the week. And we would share a position. And that position started in 2018. And it's with a small company named Quadrus. And they were contracted to Boeing, working on the SLS core stage, which was contracted by NASA.
So what specifically are you doing on this?
I've worked with the Boeing portion, which is that middle orange part, that core stage. It's the most exciting part, I think, because it's the part that ignites at launch, and it's our most explosive part, right? So, so it's 8 minutes of terror. To anyone who's worked on it, they just want to make sure we get our people up there safely. So when we talk about the core stage, it's two tanks. You know, it's a hydrogen tank and an oxygen tank, and it is the fuel that launches the vehicle. into orbit.
And
Or
so what
I
do you run simulators or something to make sure this is stable during that early part of the flight? Is that what you do or?
So what I do is we have a mock-up of the vehicle in a lab. It's a hardware in the loop lab, and we test and make sure essentially the brains of the vehicle are going to do what they're supposed to during launch. And so my portion on this particular vehicle had to do with flight controls.
And so everything went well, right? I mean,
Yeah, which our vehicle purred like a kitten. We she was fantastic.
Okay.
So
So
we're very proud of her.
did you work on Artemis One?
So for Artemis One, I don't know if you recall or not, there was a prior to the first launch, you have to do what you call a hot fire. And they build a whole separate ground system to test that. And what that is you completely fuel and tank the vehicle, and then you fire and test the engines to make sure they're going to do what you expect it to do. And that's done at Stennis Space Center. And my work on that was essentially validation that that ground system was going to perform accurately and adequately during that hot fire. I wasn't present for it, but we did all of our testing in our hardware in the loop lab.
And that's
So
all
that was
just
pre-COVID.
testing, just testing the system. No,
Yes, that's correct.
no flight. And then the Artemis 3 is supposed to land on the moon, right?
Well, they are kind of in, they've been going back and forth about what they want the next mission to be. So we'll have to see what kind of settles out because I think Jared Isaacman, the NASA administrator, has new plans for it.
Okay. And of course this is Artemis 2, and just from my understanding, my cursory knowledge of this is to get on the backside of the moon, kind of looking for maybe what could be some water possibly, or ways to create water on the backside of the moon.
Yes, or even on the South Pole, I think they're wanting to set up a moon base such that they have essentially a waypoint to stop at on the way to Mars. And if we don't have to carry our water to the moon, that's a whole lot of weight that we don't have to carry.
Now, you weren't working on the toilets because I understand those things have been problematic.
Oh no, I didn't have anything to do with that.
I understand that's been a bit of an issue, but and that's
A little
important.
bit.
That's important.
It is very important.
Yeah. So what is
Well,
the most exciting thing about being involved in this?
everything, all that hard work coming to fruition. It's a tremendous community of people working together to put together something that's inspiring and innovative. And the idea of getting back to the moon is thrilling to us. And we think it inspires the next generation. And we think that anytime you do something innovative like this, you make several discoveries along the way. I mean, if it hadn't been for the Apollo program, we wouldn't have our iPhones today, and we probably wouldn't have several of the medical advances that we have today. So we're pretty proud of what we've done and what it can lead to. And we just hope that other people have the same kind of hope we do. We understand we're expensive, and we understand that it's a sacrifice. And sometimes we have to choose not to fund programs like this. But in the long run, we think that we make advancements that are worth it to our community and our world as a whole.
Let me make sure I'm clear on this. You still work for Quadris, which is a Boeing
That's correct.
contractor. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll kind of be keeping an eye on everything from back home here in Marion. And I heard this morning, I was listening to KET this morning, and apparently UK and Morehead have both had a hand in this as well, their engineering departments.
Oh yeah, I think that the involvement and contributions are vast and wide, and I think we all have a lot to be proud of. And everyone probably knows someone that was involved.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Christy, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, sure thing.
Since 1925, one name has stood strong in the lumber business: Wyatt Bell and Company. From Western SPF, Southern Yellow Pine, plywood, and OSB, lumber yards across the region trust Wyatt Bell for quality materials, reliable supply, and old-fashioned service that still matters today. Family owned, industry trusted, over a century of experience behind every load. Wyatt Bell & Company, your wholesale lumber partner, proudly based in Paducah, Kentucky.
In local sports, the Crittenden County Rocket baseball team advanced to the semifinal round of the All-A Classic on Tuesday night over at Caldwell County. They did that after winning the opening round game at home against Livingston Central 12-2, but then at Caldwell County, the Rockets fell 9-4 in that semifinal round, and so therefore are eliminated from the All-A Classic. Now, the softball Lady Rockets were eliminated in the first round in a 5-1 loss to Lyon County, which is a finalist in that tournament, which is being hosted here by Marion Crittenden County Park and Crittenden County High School. And tonight's championship game will feature Livingston Central versus Lyon County. Again, 6 p.m. tonight at Marion Crittenden County Park. The championship of the baseball tournament will be held tonight as well. That will be over in Princeton as UHA takes on host Caldwell County. Now, the Lady Rocket softball team will be at home tomorrow night on Friday to host Trigg County in a district matchup, and the baseball team will be hosting a triangle this weekend. That's a three-game series, and that will be held Saturday at Marion Crittenden County Park. First game is at noon. And lastly this morning, but certainly not least, is a couple of Crittenden County senior athletes will be signing letters of intent to play college sports on Monday, April 20th, out at the high school on the campus at Rocket Arena. That event will be at 2 p.m. And Anna Boone will be signing to play basketball at Transylvania. And Andrea Federico will be signing with Dyersburg State for a softball scholarship. And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. Hope you've enjoyed it and hope you have a great weekend. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.